Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
So, Adarsh, your Insta bio reads, mostly an actor, sometimes a crow, currently the white tiger. When are you a crow? Do you, like, and what does it mean?
So I do animal impersonations. I copy a lot of animals. I like doing animal sounds. I'm a better dog.
Please show us.
I'm trying to learn some Tamil right now from my father, and I also want to learn some Malayalam because I don't want language to become a barrier for the kind of filmmakers I want to work with. And so I'm just planning to, like, you know, fully equip myself with whatever it takes to work with the best filmmakers in the country and in the world. That's all my plan is. I have no other plan.
Adarsh, firstly, congratulations on The White Tiger. It's a sensational performance. You were so good. I want to know what this last week, 10 days have been like. How much has life changed?
It's just been very overwhelming, honestly, you know, because I didn't expect, like, when I work on anything, I just try to just dream big, work hard, and then try to not expect too much. And so whatever comes my way is just bonus. And but it has been very overwhelming. It's also because it's released on Netflix worldwide. People from all over the world have seen it, and, you know, they've been writing to me and they've been messaging me, and I've never experienced anything like this.
You know, you said in so many interviews that you just went in to do the audition for this film thinking ki chalo, best case scenario will be I'll get more auditions with Tess Joseph, yeah, the casting director, right?
Yeah.
And now here you are, nominated for an Independent Spirit Award, Best Male Lead, alongside Riz Ahmed, the late Chadwick Boseman. Like, what is going through your head?
It's unreal. You know, it's, somebody just sent me I was actually at an audition when I got a message, and somebody sent me this link, and I opened it and I thought, why somebody sent me this Independent Spirits Award thing, because my name was at the end. So I read all the names and then I saw my name, and it just felt very, I mean, these guys are my childhood heroes, you know, I've literally grown up watching them and I've grown up learning from them. And it's, yeah, it just feels like a dream to see my name next to them. I mean, I don't know, like, I think it's just an award for me to even be nominated for something like this. Like, I really don't care about whether whatever happens, but just to see my name next to these legends in itself is a very, very big award for me. And that in itself gives me a lot of courage and a lot of confidence to keep pushing myself and keep pursuing what I love to do.
But Adarsh, you said you were at an audition. So you don't have, like, a moment of just saying, yaar, kya audition? Just watch The White Tiger.
No, I think in White Tiger, I've played a specific character, and, you know, I really believe that people should audition and test people, because you never know what one can't do. So it's always nice for a filmmaker to see like the spectrum in which an actor operates. So yeah, I think I'm all for it, you know, and I hope that I get this part too. It's a lovely part.
You know, I want to ask you about my favorite scene in the film. It's a scene where Balram is in Ashok's living room and his father and his brother have coerced him into signing a piece of paper where he's admitting to a crime he did not commit, that he's saying he's driving the car when the car hit the little kid. You know, you're still outwardly smiling, but your eyes look like you're a sort of animal that's been cornered. And you know, and then right at the end, there's this sort of film of tear. It doesn't come out, but you see his eyes kind of get wet because I think he's fully understood how disposable he is. How did you create that? What were Ramin's directions to you? How did you find that point?
Well, it's, you know, as you said, it's that feeling of servitude in spite of being in this position. And like, I know that I'm helpless against whoever else is in the room. So I have to still be sweet and I have to still show my respect. I mean, no matter what I go through inside, the exterior still has to be, you know, I have to bend over. So it was a tricky scene, and especially because Ramin decided to come really close to my face.
Yeah.
So the shots that you see in the film, I was actually acting to a piece of tape. And it becomes very difficult for me as an actor. I'm not somebody. So whenever I have scenes when I have to perform only by myself, or it's an internal monologue, or, you know, there's nobody else in the room, it's just me, I find it very difficult personally as an actor because I love to draw energy from other actors and improvise and play. So this particularly became very challenging because Vijay sir was there sitting behind the camera, but I was looking at a piece of tape and I told Ramin, if there is any way that we can do this with me looking at Vijay sir into his eyes, but he said we can't because he wants to be really close. So that reaction is actually to a piece of tape. Like, I just in my head superimposed Vijay sir's face on the tape and I was reacting to a piece of tape. But yeah, I think it's just the genius of Ramin and Paolo, a cinematographer, for capturing that moment so well.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You know, we had earlier, when we first met during the shoot of The White Tiger, when I did that interview, you know, you had of course talked a little bit about your prep and that you were working at a ready in New Delhi, but you took prep to another level. So I called Tess Joseph and I asked her about you. And I said, you know, what makes you so special? And here's what she said.
My favorite thing about him, and I think this we've never had with any other actor that we've ever worked with, and that's truly Ramin's quality also. Adarsh has been, once we had kind of settled on him and we knew he was going to be Balram and we all were super excited about it, and you know, and I love that Ramin took a chance on somebody who was completely new in that sense. When we did have many people willing to play this role, it's a dream role of a lifetime, is that Adarsh has been there in the audition room for every single character we've cast. If he had a scene with the character, whether we were meeting 5 people for the role or 10 people for the role, on every callback, he has been with us in the room, reading lines, reading scenes, finding different ways to build his character from every moment given to him. And I really salute him for that. I think I've very rarely seen a young actor give this kind of preparation and actually have such insight into the nuance of a character.
This is amazing to me that you were there while they're auditioning actors, doing line readings. How did this help you?
You know, I just thought it was an incredible opportunity for me to do that. Like, I think a lot of actors want to do that, but they don't get that chance. And when I got that chance, I just wanted to milk everything out of the situation. So the idea was just to be with Ramin and to try out different things. So it was like net practice for me, you know, like how before a match cricketer. So I would just like try different permutations and combinations and see if this is working in this way, if I do it this way, or if it doesn't, then try something else. But the, you know, the beautiful part of this entire thing was that we still did not fix how to do a certain scene. Ramin would still, till the day we were filming the scene, he would still come and tell me, just search, just keep searching. Just, you know, never restrict yourself by deciding that this is how I'm going to do the scene. Allow yourself to get affected, which is, I think, a very, very organic way to do and go through the whole process. It's, it made me feel like this is how I always want to work. These are the kind of filmmakers I want to work with. You know, I think we really got pampered as actors, and he would never call action or cut. He would just say whenever you're ready, and we would know a scene has ended when Ramin would walk into frame. Literally, like we finished the scene and we've continued improvising. And because like Raj, Priyanka and me, all three of us, and Vijay sir, and of course, like everybody, we all love to improvise, and we would just keep going with the scene, and then finally Ramin would just enter the scene and we'd be like, oh, now it's over, it's done. So I think when the process becomes so real and organic, you suddenly stop feeling like a bot. Because for the first time in my life, I realized that command of action and cut is like weirdly like a switch, right? It's like a switch button to a fan. You press it on, the fan comes on, and you press it off. But when you're with people, I don't think the same thing can be applied. Well, this is my opinion. Like, this is what I felt. And I really like took a liking to it. And like, you know, I feel that this is how I want to work, like, from now on. I mean, of course, that's not going to happen. And I have to like work with all kinds of directors. But I think it was amazing for me. It really worked for me.
So, Adarsh, I really like the film. I feel it's a very strong film, but there's been considerable criticism of it as well. There's been, I mean, not of you, everybody's agreed that you are, you know, incredible and you're an absolute star, but that the film is, you know, a Westerner's gaze, or that the social commentary that it offers is thin. What is your response to that?
The film's based on a book which was written at the turn of the 21st century, and it was Arvind Dadiga's perspective of how he saw the world. I feel like the beauty of filmmaking and the beauty of storytelling is that each individual looks at the same thing very differently. And it might or might not be what's real. It's a figment of the person's imagination. So, of course, there are some things that are not exactly accurate, and there are factual inaccuracies here and there, but that is the fun of it, isn't it? Like, I think that is the beauty of storytelling, that you're allowed to create this thing and present it as your truth. And then, of course, people are like, it's entitled to agree or disagree. But again, Ramin was Arvind's friend at Columbia University, and this book is dedicated to him. He read the book even before the book came out.
Right.
And it's not a Westerner's gaze, because of course Ramin is, you know, he's born in America, he's raised in America, he has Iranian roots. So he, at some point in his life, he also went to Iran and stayed there for 2 or 3 years. And there are lots of cultural similarities between Iran and India, and between all these Asian and countries. And even when it came to the film, of course he knew the story, he knew all of that from much before, but he still came to India a year before the film, and he traveled by foot to all these locations that they were wrecking. He spoke to people, he spoke to the locals, he observed everything, he let everything seep into him, and then he decided to make it. So I think it was a very, very authentic, the way it was made was very authentic. It wasn't like, it wasn't done in a rush.
Right.
It was done taking lots of time.
Have you been reading reviews?
I have been reading some reviews, yes.
Yeah. So it's all up, nothing that kind of shook you so far.
I mean, you know, of course, there are people, again, that disagree, that don't agree with a certain thing that was shown in the film or the way the film, but then everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
You don't take it to heart.
I don't take it to heart at all. I mean, yeah, I mean, and I feel there have to be people who, if everybody agrees and if everybody says, oh, then it can't be that. No, there are always flaws in everything. Nothing is perfect. So I think, yeah, it's nice to see somebody's point, like somebody has a different perspective on something. And it's nice to read that, because I would never think about it that way. And I'm like, huh, this is also interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
So Adarsh, your Insta bio reads mostly an actor, sometimes a crow, currently the white tiger.
Right.
When are you a crow? Do you like, and what does it mean?
So I do animal impersonations. I copy a lot of animals. I like doing animal sounds.
Really? And
yeah. The crow is one of my favorite animals to impersonate. So that's why it's...
So now I can't not ask you to do the crow.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do it for you. So...
That's amazing. Oh my God.
In fact, the first time, one of my friends, I remember, like, I was sitting next to my window, and I was doing this, I was talking to crows. And this female walked in and she's like, what is happening? What are you doing? I said, nothing. I'm just, it was embarrassing to be discovered. So actually, I made a play in 2017. I directed a play, co-directed it and co-wrote it with my drama school batchmate. And it was called Ayyo Raju. It was about a grandfather and a dog who absolutely despise like and dislike each other, but they still have to spend 2 days inside a house. So I played the dog and Vidyut, who I directed, played the grandfather. So I was hiding behind the white curtain, which was the background of the play the whole time. And I was barking as the dog. So after the play got over, people came behind. They loved the play. They wanted to congratulate me. They knew I was the director. And they're like, congratulations. Can we meet the dog? Where's the dog? I said, I'm the dog. They said, what? No way. I said, yeah, I'm the dog. And then they asked me to bark. I had to bark and prove it to them. So my bark's also very accurate.
That's amazing. When did you discover, is this when you discovered this sort of ability to be animals?
I the first thing that I discovered that I could use my voice well, the first time was when I could do like a, I could replicate the sound of a, you know, that police wala CT that did the traffic signal. I could replicate the sound of that as a kid. Like it felt like I had a CT in my mouth. And then when my voice cracked, when I became a teenager, I couldn't do it anymore. So I think, I don't know how, maybe it started off with me like just trying to copy a dog, and then I found like other animals that I could do, and then yeah, like there's a bunch of animals that I can.
You're a very good crow.
Thank you. I'm a better dog.
Please show us.
Like dogs get really thrown off when I do that. They're like, what the hell? Where is that coming from? And then they keep looking at me to like, you know, they're like, they're trying to figure out who this creature is. Looks like a human, talks like a dog.
Well, in addition to these amazing talents, you are also a really fine singer. You've been trained in Hindustani classical music for years. Tell me, how does the music inform the actor in you?
Well, you know, it allows me, it first of all, it gives me a sense of rhythm. Music just allows you to understand rhythm and allows you to use your voice well. I think that's what it has taught me really, to like variate my voice and use my voice. And I think even my ability to do animal sounds is somewhere is like an offshoot of my ability to sing. And I think just rhythm, right? Because music and dance and all these things just like allow you to understand the rhythm of everything that's around you. Mm-hmm. The tal, as they call it in Hindustani classical music. Everything in nature has a rhythm, like, and all people have like their own rhythm. So yeah, I think that's really helped me in my acting process.
You know, you said somewhere that you would like to someday do a singing, dancing role.
I did.
What I can't imagine that because what you did at Balram is still so much in my head. What would you like to do? You want to do like big masala Bollywood?
To be very honest with you, I was never majorly influenced by big Bollywood commercial films. I was always intrigued and in awe of gangster dramas and crime related dramas, and actors who portrayed such characters as well were the kinds of actors that influenced me in a lot of way. But I have a lot of admiration for people who can dance and say, like, you know, do the whole thing, because it'll be a big challenge for me to do it, and I'd love to do it just to take it up, you know. But I don't think I'll be very great at it initially. I'll have to like really work hard at it, you know. I'm really in awe of people who can do it so naturally.
Yeah.
All the big actors. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it takes a lot of conviction. Tell me, are you liking fame?
I haven't really experienced fame. I don't know.
Not yet.
What fame is? No, not yet. No, but it's. I mean. It's nice to be anonymous also, I guess. Like, it's just, things are just simpler in some way, and you can just do what you want, be anywhere you want. And I don't know, I've never experienced fame, so I don't know what that really is.
Okay, and lastly, tell me, Adarsh, what happens now? Have the ambitions changed in any way?
Not really. I always just wanted to work with filmmakers that inspire me and be part of stories that are new and have like a different perspective, and people who want to experiment and have their own voice. yeah, I'm just hoping that with this film, there are some windows that open up, some doors that open up that allows me to audition with some such filmmakers, work with such filmmakers, hopefully, and find my own space or find my own voice. And I hope that happens internationally as well as in India. I'm trying to learn some Tamil right now from my father. And I also want to learn some Malayalam because I don't want language to become a barrier for the kind of filmmakers I want to work with. And yeah, so I'm just planning to, like, you know, fully equip myself with whatever it takes to work with the best filmmakers in the country and in the world. Yeah, that's all my plan is. I have no other plan.
And is there anything you can tell us about what comes next for you in terms of a project? When will we see you next?
I'm just doing a short film with Varun Grover from tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, I really, really admire him and look up to him. And I'm shooting for a short film for 3 days with him. And I don't have anything else that I've signed. There's some good work coming my way and I'm just taking my time, taking it easy and going through everything.
Well, it's going to be amazing to see you, Saur. Again, congratulations and thank you so much.
Thank you, Anupamaji. Thank you so much.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.